Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. All right, it is a Throwdown Thursday in the nation's capital and beyond, baby. And it is more than just, hey, it's a Thursday. Let's talk about the upcoming game. No. It's a wild card weekend Throwdown Thursday. Mm-hmm. And it's also, hey, what do you know? The college football playoff returns tonight. Two pretty big programs, two behemoths, and it kicks off five engulfing, suffocating days of football. Like, if you have a life, just not a wife, if you have a life, turn it off for the next 5 days. You're not getting anything done. Period. Good luck. If you like football, and if you feel like, you know, I need to watch that game, because there's a lot of games to listen to and watch. Starting tonight, no Thursday night football, NFL style. That's come and done. But you get Notre Dame and Penn State tonight in the Orange Bowl. Tomorrow, you get Texas, and you get Ohio State. So the next two nights, you get one college football game each night. Obviously, national semifinals. Saturday, you get two wild card weekend games. Chargers and the Texans. Followed by the Ravens and the Steelers. Sunday, oh, baby, we got all-day coverage for you. Even the Roosters coming out of the woodwork, out of the bullpen, to do a special extra show on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. because we got so much time until Sunday night. But in between all that, we also got two other playoff games, Bills and Denver, leading up to Sunday night football, baby. Rams and Buccaneers all finishing. It might be in Arizona, it might be in San Diego, it might be in Las Vegas, it might be in Seattle, who knows? All finishing with Minnesota and the LA Rams. So again, if you have a life, put it on hold for the next 5 days if you also like football. And with that being said, say good afternoon to the YIC. The self-proclaimed YIC, Linnell Willingham.
I'm always, babe.
Thanks for inviting me, buddy.
How are you? It's a second day in a row. I didn't have to get rid of you after yesterday.
we had a grand review for yesterday.
I heard. Grand good review. Thing. Good news. That's always good. You feeling all right? You ready to go?
Yeah, I just watched a lot of Bucks last night via your NFL Pro account, because you're a great teammate.
Via my NFL Pro account.
been watching Lewis Riddick because of you on ESPN Plus. Oh. It's been awesome.
But via my ESPN
Plus. ESPN Plus. So selling all the state secrets. I'm a Russellette at this point.
Russellette.
A Roosterette, whatever you want to call it. But we're getting closer and closer to game day, and the injury report was strong yesterday.
Yeah, it's good news.
I had a stat that really, and I know we are off. Yesterday was full of the analytics amigos making appearances.
Oh, man. I've heard so many interviews already today on the stations where every time I turn in, the first thing I hear is EPA expected, like per play, per drop back, and I'm like,
So I didn't realize this. Did I not send it to myself? Holy cow. Here it goes. It's small print. Small print.
Okay.
So in 13 head-to-head games with Marshawn Lattimore, Mike Evans averages 2.6 catches for 43 yards.
Yeah. Well, I kind of saw – I didn't have those specific numbers.
Jason McCourty tweeted this out.
CBS Sports. I had some numbers yesterday that were interesting and that shed some light on that.
He dominates that matchup. I didn't realize it.
That's where I did kind of a bad job. I kept telling you before we knew Marshawn Lattimore was going to be a full go in practice, which was the best news of yesterday, right? And Biadasz was a
– limited participant.
Yeah, limited.
Him and Cornelius Lucas.
But still pretty good news there, you would think, right? If you're limited on Wednesday, generally, unless you have a re-aggravation, you're going to play on Sunday. Generally. Not absolutely, but generally. But certainly a full go on Wednesday for Lattimore, the best news this team could come up with. But I told you, and you know, I understand, again, as I mentioned several times yesterday, I totally get your pass rush influences and heavily aids or affects one way or the other your coverage on the back end, right?
Yes.
And you've heard the term a lot that, you know, when teams marry their rush with the coverage, you hear the fancy smancy analysts saying that. You hear that on the offensive end, the run game with play action, so on and so forth, right? You hear these terms, and some people can figure out what exactly they mean and why they're important and so on and so forth. But I do not back down. I do not back down for 1 second. I think Marshawn Lattimore is just as important. I don't want to say more important than Jaden Daniels. He is just as important as Jaden Daniels, period.
I can't subscribe to that.
He's just as important. I mean, again, you just gave some numbers. Mike Evans, because Marshawn Lattimore has not played a lot of football in the last 8-9 weeks, right? He's played 1 3/4 games. Mike Evans might tear him apart anyway. It just might be a Mike Evans night. 50-50 fade balls, go routes, double moves, defensive pass interference penalties, holding, illegal contact. It just might be a Mike Evans night. And you know what? If it's a Mike Evans night and Marshawn Lattimore is out there fighting his ass off and the Commanders go down because Mike Evans is going to the bleeping Hall of Fame, I can live with that. What I didn't want to see and have to deal with Sunday night post-mortem during the game, Monday, all week, next week, all offseason is, man, they went out and got Marshawn Lattimore. They traded a third-round pick, a fourth-round pick, a fifth-round pick, a sixth-round pick, whatever they picked. And here my guy Ben Standing, I love Ben Standing, of The Athletic say, well, this is as much for next year as it was, you know, the next 2 years as it was for this year. No. This was for this year. They desperately needed Marshawn Lattimore. Desperately needed Marshawn Lattimore. And while it doesn't guarantee you wins, and it doesn't even guarantee you success in the individual matchup, and I know we had Paulie talking about putting Mikey Sandersteel versus Mike Evans and having, you know, Marshawn Lattimore, you know, maybe match up with Jalen McKill. And look, maybe that will be some of the time. It kind of depends on how they deploy all that. The bottom line is, when I saw he was full go yesterday, that was a huge shot in the arm of confidence for me. Now, I will also couple that and marry that. Okay, here's where I'm going, right? We talk about marriage and pass rush, you know, marrying up to the coverage and all that crap. I'm going to tell you that I desperately needed that shot in the arm because I left here yesterday, and honestly, in my heart of hearts, I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling that this was going to go right on Sunday night. And before you shake your head and tell me how foolish I am, I'm allowed to think that they're going to lose. They should theoretically lose. Okay? I'm allowed to think that. Why do I think that? Well, we're going to get into that. But I can't lie. I can't sit here and be dishonest and tell you that when I saw Marshawn Lattimore full go last night at the Caps game, by the way, thanks to Monumental Sports and Entertainment for you know, helping out your boy and taking good care of your boy, and the suite was great, and the Caps won 2-1 in overtime. Pierre-Luc Dubois, baby.
Yeah, you didn't tell me you're. You didn't tell me that you.
I offered you to go. You didn't want to go.
Well,
you
said Dan Lang got the last.
You.
He had my poor guy waiting in the lobby for hours last night, schmucking it up with the Double Mint Twins.
He was not waiting down there for hours, but anyway, Dan Lang and I, from SiriusXM,
down there for about an hour. I saw him after my workout.
Had a good time last night at the Caps game. I had, you know what I had last night? Beignets for the first time in forever. Do you know what a beignet is?
Knowing your age, when I hear that, I think of Beignet, because you know.
You're so ridiculous. Beignets are the dessert, the treat, if you will, of New Orleans cuisine.
So why was it at Captain?
Because it's just what they had for the desserts
either way.
The suite.
I woke
it was
up to
phenomenal.
That.
I had so many beignets. I have beignets coming out of my ears. Okay, but I needed it to deal with
that
you.
That sounds ridiculous.
I needed it. I needed all that sugar, all that sweet, wonderful, warm.
But I was expecting a call from you on the everything. Way back home last night.
Well, I didn't want to talk to you. I had enough from 1 to 4. But anyway, my point being is,
you know.
I left here yesterday feeling not very good. I still don't feel great. I got to be honest. I still don't feel great about their chances to win this game. I think I feel good about them being competitive and maybe falling just short. Maybe it's a 3-point game. Maybe they cover the spread if it stays at 3.5, whatever. But I was buoyed a little bit by the Marshawn Lattimore full, because I was expecting him to be limited. He was full go, and that gave me a little extra juice in the arm, if you will.
I get that. I just pass rush. If they can get home, I don't think it matters who's playing corner. But after watching last night and what the Bucks have been on the ground the last month, I think that that's where your sole focus has to be. They're going to try and run. They're going to come. I don't even think they come out throwing the ball. They're going to come out and try and punch Washington in the face.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? I mean, if you're Liam Cohen, you weren't born yesterday. You know this team has struggled all year long, as you always say, light in the box, you know, the Alabama
somehow.
Bank robbers or you know, whatever. I mean, they are going to run zone left and zone right, and they are going to create cutback lanes and backside runs. And they are probably going to gash and maul the Tampa Bay Bucks.
You know what kills zone runs? Penetration. You just
that would help.
Scream upfield.
That would help.
I think that's
but can you get that, and can you get it to be disciplined enough so that you're not shooting gaps and you're not over-penetrating, which sounds weird.
To you.
So that you still have the responsibility that some defenses don't always realize. And that is, and I think some of that played out in week one. And I know you hate talking about previous games, even though you spent, you know, all week and then some about the Philadelphia Eagles talking about the previous game. But yesterday you made it clear you don't care what happened in week one. Well, in week one, they got penetration. They got upfield. They got in the backfield. They did diddly poo after that. And that's part of the problem here.
Well,
is that
one,
you can beat your block.
Going to be the worst.
I know, you can beat your block, Linnell.
Yes,
you
hear
can
that.
Win your rate or whatever that stupid analytic is that everybody.
I mean, every level of the defense tackled at an atrocious level week one. Remember what our number one
understood.
That's all we spoke about.
Understood
that entire week.
And certainly they should be better, and but you still have to be in the right gap, the right spot, the right place. Right?
Yeah,
you can't overrun, over pursue.
I just. The defense is going to – the defense just can't give up 30. Because I know Washington's going to score 30.
You feel that good?
I mean, everything is leaning towards them having a really big day on offense. Tampa's not very good defensively. And they – I think there's going to be a lot of – anytime touchdown for Terry McLaurin. They're going to have so many opportunities to push the ball vertically because of how close Tampa Bay plays to the line of scrimmage. They don't play too high safety looks a lot. and they're going to try to crowd the line of scrimmage and stop the run. Makes no sense that that's their defensive philosophy, but Todd Bowles is who Todd Bowles is. When you have the front four that they have, I'd be playing with a light box all day long. You got Vita Vea, for God's sake. But I got some more numbers on why. I think Jaden Daniels probably is going to have the best statistical performance out of every quarterback in Wild Card Weekend. I think because of the matchup and what he does well versus what Tampa doesn't do well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting our analytics from a bunch of different places. This is via ESPN.
Way too many analytics for me, but I'll let you go.
This is via ESPN, and this is what got me going this morning. I was reading this. Tampa Bay.
Got y'all lathered up.
So I didn't realize. I don't know if this is just at a certain point in the season, but this is via ESPN that Tampa's 13th in blitz rate and last in man-to-man coverage rate, meaning they don't play any man, but they do blitz a fair amount. But 13th is the number that we had. We were talking about second yesterday.
No, 13th is the number
in blitz rate.
In who's saying that?
This is ESPN's analytics.
Okay, I mean that's
this is a piece. This is a piece written by Benjamin Solak, the youngest
again,
in charge.
You don't buy the number. Let's just relax.
Here's the number I really care about. Here's what I know.
Pro Football Reference, okay, which I think is a very well respected site. Again, blitz percentage, not blitz times, blitz percentage has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 34.2%, which is third in the NFL. There's a huge gap between third and 14th.
I would love to know.
Everybody charts things differently. It's just like drops and non-catches. Not every non-catch is a drop. Or every time a football goes off the hand or the fingers of a receiver, it's not always a drop.
So this is the number that jumped out to me. Jaden Daniels, fourth in the NFL in EPA per play versus zone. So he kills zone defenses.
Yeah. Which is not normal for a rookie quarterback.
Well, nothing about him.
And I told you yesterday, I used some analytics. I found some analytics. The Buccaneers play the most zone defense, according to PFF.
According to Ben Solak, too. They're last in man-to-man coverage.
So that marries up. Which usually for a heavy blitzing team. Now, again, there's some disparity on the blitz numbers. But Todd Bowles' DNA is a blitzing guy.
Yeah.
And he blitzed the crap out of Jaden and the Commanders in week one, right?
Yeah.
Usually that is married with man coverage.
Right.
But
it just depends.
But
I see what you're saying.
But I think as the season has gone along and as injuries have piled up for the Buccaneers in their secondary what he saw early on, hey, let me play more zone with these mobile and athletic quarterbacks because they're killing me if I don't get them down in the backfield. If I don't wrap them up, if I don't bring them down, and I want to blitz when I want to blitz and how much I want to blitz, I've got to figure out a way to not turn my back to them. And that's what I fully expect this week is more zone, even though you just gave an analytic that said Jaden Daniels very, very, very good against zone defenses. You have to kind of pick your poison, right? If I want to now it doesn't mean they're going to blitz a lot, right? I mean, we all expect them to blitz a healthy amount, but it doesn't mean they're going to blitz a lot. And oh, by the way, can we just get past this?
Mm-hmm.
A blitz is defined as what? More than four rushers, right?
I was going to say technically, yeah, but
right, five,
more
like
than four.
Minimum of five. I don't really consider a five-man rush a blitz, quite honestly.
That's why the analytics stuff is really hard to.
It is, but do you know what I'm saying? Right, like the way I look at a blitz, yes,
blitz,
five,
bam, a blitz.
Fine, but if you're rushing five, is that truly a blitz when every team, regardless of formation, has five offensive linemen, right? I mean, it's not like we see offensive lines come out with three men on the line. And eight receivers. That's not what we see. It's five on five. So, you can throw out whatever number you want, whatever percentage you want. I know from watching Tampa, I know from watching Todd Bowles as a head coach, as a defensive coordinator, Todd Bowles likes to blitz.
Yes.
The question is how much, where, when, how. I think probably early on, because he knows that Jaden Daniels is probably expecting a heavier blitz approach. Maybe he lays back, and maybe he doesn't. Blitz as much, and lets the game settle in, and maybe saves some of his blitz packages primarily for third down. Right,
and that's why it's so important for Washington to stay ahead of the sticks, so you don't put yourselves in those third and nine situations, because he's going to get exotic and throw the kitchen sink.
Absolutely. Now, we just opened up with a couple of different things here, right? I want this. I want this from our audience at 301-230-0981. Help me feel more confident about this game. Why should I feel, and I'm going to tell you why I'm feeling so kind of mucky, if you will, and more like wishing than believing. And again, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. That's number one, 301-230-0980. Also, there's this. We have a litany of topics that we exchange back and forth and whatever, and Linnell, I just lost whatever it was on your cell phone here. One of the reasons why you should feel confident, one of the reasons you should feel confident is Jaden Daniels. I think we would all agree for that. The biggest reason for confidence, the biggest reason for concern, is where we ultimately wanted to take this first part of the radio show on this Thursday. But I'm going to say, we all acknowledge your biggest reason for confidence would be Jaden Daniels. Give us something other than defense. I think you can argue, hey, man, pass coverage, St. Juice, Jonathan Allen, bank robbers, all that, run defense, all of that stuff. I think we can have enough of a conversation there, and I think you can go another way. The biggest reason for confidence for everyone should be Jaden Daniels. Yes. So we need more than Jaden Daniels. Give us something that is the biggest reason for confidence why the Commanders can win. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Well, that was a tough commercial break, or last minute of the commercial break.
That
first,
was absolute insanity for the end of the commercial break.
Maddie, what did I do? I had a drink and a McDonald's cup, right? And I also, of course, I carved through that Diet Coke on the way here and a little bit on the way while here. So I refilled it during the break with ice and my clear American sparkling, no sugar, the flavored water, whatever. And I had the drink in my hand, and I put it down on the table next to me, and what happened?
You knocked the bottle off the table. It just kind of fell off and made a big tumble, but I said...
I can confirm.
There's also a golf ball that's right in front of you, and I said, just blame the golf ball. And it's one of those I hate Steven Singer golf balls. So I said, just blame Steven.
So I said, I faked basically throwing it at you through the glass.
Yeah,
I said
you're pointing at the wrong person right across from you.
Right. You suggested I would throw it in between Linnell's eyes.
Wow.
Well, the reason.
And Linnell, I can't do that because that's not very nice. I said,
not nice.
Well, I said, I can't do that. Maddie, it was Maddie's suggestion.
Don't jump on him too soon, Linnell. You're going to laugh at him in about 10 seconds.
I said, it would hurt. Great. It would really hurt if I threw it at him and it hit him like right on the forehead. And I took the golf ball in my right hand and I went, pow, right against whose forehead?
He threw the ball at his own forehead.
Mine! And my head is ringing. It hurts.
I bet you didn't think that radio was a contact sport. And now we have Linnell choking. We are doing great today. In case anybody was wondering, we are striving and thriving.
Me. I mean, there is nothing unscripted or scripted, I should say. There's a lot unscripted. There is nothing scripted about this radio show. I'd tell you that much.
It's 1:30 already.
Yeah, it is. 1:30 and change. Real quickly, give me your... Besides Jaden Daniels, short explanation, your biggest reason for confidence that the Commanders can win on Sunday is?
Outside of Jaden Daniels?
Yes, that was the whole point. Everybody's going to answer Jaden Daniels.
I mean, realistically speaking, why else would you be confident in this group?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
That's a crazy question to ask.
It's not a crazy question. It's 100 answers.
Because if you take him out of the equation, they have no shot. You'd say they have no shot without Marshawn Lattimore.
Of course.
They legitimately have no shot without
Jalen. But I'm not saying take him out. I'm just saying for the purposes of the argument, we can't have nine knuckleheads call up and be like, oh, Jaden Daniels.
The biggest reason for
10, including you.
Biggest reason for confidence outside of Jaden Daniels is Cliff Kingsbury getting to scheme up against this defense for the second time this year. And I think teams that have played zone against Washington, as Tampa is going to do, have struggled. So I think Cliff and this offensive coaching staff seeing Todd Bowles' defense for the second time this year should be an advantage for them.
But I thought week one doesn't matter.
Yeah, but...
No, I'm just teasing. I mean, obviously, they're not watching. I mean, I'm sure they went back and watched week one, but more interested. I'm sure they were probably much more interested in weeks 8 through 16 or 17 or whatever it was. All right, that's a good one, Cliff Kingsbury. And we're going to get back, by the way, more into him because he spoke today. He was asked today
directly
about being a head coach again. Yeah. And this has kind of become... the talk of the NFL were one of the talking points of the NFL. And, of course, you knew it was going to come up. And, of course, you knew Cliff was going to be asked about it. And, indeed, he was. We'll have that for you coming up. That's Linnell's biggest reason for confidence. When I return, when we return on the other side, I will give you my biggest reason for confidence and our biggest reasons for concern. And you will weigh in on yours at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. 980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Commanders on the practice field now in Ashburn as we speak, getting ready for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Sunday Night Football. Our pregame coverage begins early on Sunday morning with the Force of Earl at 9 a.m. I'll join you from 11 until 12:30. Then we'll mix in a little playoff game, Bills, Broncos, Linnell, and D-Day with Burgundy and Gold in-game live, pregame live, DOC taking your calls. We are with you all day and all night long and into the wee hours of Monday morning, win or lose for the Commanders in Tampa on Sunday. Meanwhile, Saturday night, the Ravens and the Steelers will get it on for a third time. And the Ravens have officially, as expected, ruled out Pro Bowl wide receiver Zay Flowers, who hurt his knee. The Falcons apparently say they're comfortable with Kirk Cousins as QB2 in 2025. They might want to check with Kirk Cousins to see how comfortable he is. I'll just leave it at that. The 49ers are going to release Javon Hargrave, who was a big free agent signing of theirs 2 years ago. However, they plan to keep Deebo Samuel. Meanwhile, tonight, as we mentioned, it is one of the two college football national semifinals. It is Notre Dame at 13-1 on the year. It is Penn State and James Franklin at 13-2 on the year. Kickoff from Miami at the Orange Bowl just after 7:30, and that's what's trending. Maddie, you can't do that to me literally seconds before I turn on the microphone. Holy mother of mercy. All right, 137 and change right here on a Throwdown Thursday. So Linnell gave you his biggest reason. We're asking everybody beyond Jaden Daniels because that's obvious, duh. Let's do something creative, right? So he gave you Cliff Kingsbury's ability to game plan for a second time this year versus Todd Bowles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I think that's a really good one. We'll get to Cliff and the coaching stuff a little bit later on in his response to, you know, what he was asked about and so on and so forth, which, by the way, I think is exactly what I expected and also what I believe. We will get to that a little bit later on. But I think what you mean by that is...
Yes.
He knows his quarterback so much better now. He knows his wide receivers, for lack of good and bad, I guess is what I wanted to say, better now than in week one. He knows his team better, right? They all know their team better. The pluses and minuses of what they can do, what they might not do.
Yeah, Cliff's not going to try to run their head into the wall.
I want a heavy Austin Eckler impact on this game, in the screen department. I remember being. I remember being in Tampa.
Well, all year.
Start doing it.
This is not the time.
No.
To start,
I mean, Eckler being out the last 5 weeks hasn't helped. I agree that they haven't executed it well.
The best thing you
damn
said.
Damn it, do it.
The best thing you said was yesterday about their offense, and you wrote it in our rundown. If they could get hook up on a deep shot early. It is going to change way Tampa plays this. Because I'm telling you now, you saw it in week one. They were jumping all of the quick game stuff. I mean, jumping it completely.
Well, because remember, they started that game. The very first play of Jaden Daniels' career was a disaster.
Yeah.
It was a screen or a swing screen to the right to Brian Robinson. And he threw it behind him. And it was a fumble because he threw it backwards, and it went for a loss of 15 yards. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
But later on in that game, he threw a middle screen to Austin Eckler. I remember it clear as day. I was there, okay?
Gain of 22.
Gain of 22 up the middle. Like, there are going to be opportunities.
Brian Roberts had a 32-yard catch.
Yes, but there are going to be opportunities, whether you consider them screen by design, whether you consider them checkdowns, whatever they are. Okay, there are going to be opportunities against a fast-flowing Tampa defense that should vacate some holes and should vacate some zones if Jaden can read it, process it, and get it over the top of them.
And there's also no Chris Godwin in this game.
Well, that yes.
He was pretty he torched Mikey Samuels.
Yes, absolutely. But to your point about the deep shots, what we talked about yesterday and whatever. Listen, when you're dealing with, and I'm just trying to pull up their latest injury report. I mean, look, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have been beat up, especially in the second half
of
the season. Really, since about week five, week six,
they
have been terribly beat up.
Chris, they lost four starters in the secondary against us.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, just looking at it for what it is right now, Jamel Dean, one of their top corners, if not their best corner. Limited practice yesterday. Josh Hayes was a full practice. I just want to make sure I get the right information here. Antoine Winfield. Now, this is the bad news. He was full go yesterday. He's missed a lot of time this year. Now, they still have some other guys on offense and throughout their roster, but
this secondary
was
is not
hoping,
talented, healthy or not.
Antoine Winfield is the best guy.
Antoine Winfield and Jamel Dean are two good players. Other than that, the rest of the secondary to me is a bunch of Jags. Edwards, Jag.
No, I would give you that.
Tyke Smith.
I would give you that.
Wet-nosed rookie.
But what have you spent the last better part of the last day or so with me saying?
What? In terms of?
In terms of the Commanders.
Oh, pressure.
Right. If you get the pressure.
The secondary plays better. I would say this, though. That's one thing Cliff has done a good job of, but this will be key on Sunday. Because Washington's offensive line, despite what the numbers say, like, they're still not a good group in pass pro. There's a lot that goes in their favor to aid them. Cliff leaving in tight ends. Cliff leaving in.
Well, that's all part of it. Yes. That's not. I mean,
it's all to help
if you're
them
just
out.
Isolating the five offensive linemen, there's not a lot of great offensive lines, just five-man units, right? Philadelphia,
Detroit.
I mean, Detroit, yeah.
the group they've heavily invested in that.
When did Ron Rivera, and quite honestly, even this group, because they needed a quarterback, even with three second-round picks, they didn't choose an offensive lineman.
Yeah, because they fell in love with Jazon Newton for some reason.
Okay, well,
I just look at their defense and go, Washington should be able to move the football up and down the field. Yeah, they can't have the stupid penalties to put them in the third and longs, or even the second and longs for that matter, because second and long turns into third and long.
Right. If you're going to get penalties and have no natural run game, I don't think you have a shot. Now, they cleaned up some of the penalties last week, but the sacks were back at least in the first half.
So that's where it gets interesting, right? Because we'll expound upon this a little bit more later in terms of like what's more important, the one that we talked about in terms of like getting the run game going offensively or stopping the run defensively. Yep. I don't think they need to run the football at all Sunday. They literally...
How can you say that and then tell me that the screen game has sucked all year and that you can't count on that?
There are other ways to get yourselves into third and manageable.
Sure, but
the quarterback run game is going to be, you're going to pull your hair out on Sunday because Cliff's going to run his ass.
You want him running 22 yes. times, 23
I'm not
times
22
a game?
Times. However many times well, it takes I've, for them to I've win already the football game.
I've already surrendered that he's going to probably have to scramble because he's under pressure.
He is going to.
And designed runs 15 times.
I was about to say, which I hate. We're probably going to see about 50.
I hate.
It's the playoffs, Chris.
I hate it.
Leave it all on the floor. Go hard and go home.
Okay.
When he gets injured. Jeez Louise, don't say that. Don't say that.
I mean, he got banged up last week.
Don't say that.
He got banged up last week.
Matt, tell him to stop. You're not going to do, like, stop saying that. You're speaking it into the ether.
Oh, like that matters.
Not, do you not, the offensive coordinator's not going down to New Orleans because he believes in voodoo. Did you not hear the press conference about a month ago? We don't do that type of energy here. That's the old Washington.
The old Washington.
Yeah, like.
All right, so anyway, moving on. Your biggest reason for confidence.
Get some help.
Is Cliff Kingsbury. Mine, I wouldn't say it's the screen game because you're right. They haven't been great at it, but they need it to be a bigger part. And whether that's tunnel screens, wide receiver screens, slip screens,
but
what
Chris,
have
let
you.
Let me say this real quick. If they get 4 yards on the screen, it's a win.
But if that's essentially going to be your answer to replacing the natural run game or offsetting or trying to get something out of that.
RPO then you, screen
oh,
game.
Fine. Yeah. Okay. Now, my biggest reason for confidence.
I can't wait to hear this.
Again, I can't tell you the natural run game. I want it to be. I don't believe
this is
it
hard,
will be.
This is a hard task without Jaden Daniels being allowed as an answer. Because I don't have a lot of confidence without him. I don't.
My biggest reason for confidence is this team has a moxie and a puncher's mentality when they need it the most. When they need it the most.
That's the best answer you've given all season.
The last, let's just call it last 3 minutes-ish of a game. Overtime, 3 minutes-ish.
Cardiac
give or take. Of a game near the end of the first half, this team seems to operate with an assassin-like mentality.
I'm really glad you said that, Chris.
And for that reason, if they give themselves a chance and they're not getting blown out like they were 37-13 in week one, because remember, the final score was 37-20. Jaden scored a meaningless touchdown late and ran the ball a lot on that drive. The game was 37-13 when that drive started, okay? If they give themselves a chance, they're down 24-21 with three and a half minutes left to go, I'm telling you right here and right now, not that I'm telling you anything you haven't seen because you've seen it play out. If they are within a score with 4 minutes left to go in the game, they are winning this game.
I mean, the great thing about that is they've earned that all year long. I actually, you know, really like what you said, and I'm upset that I didn't think of it. I guess when you frame
sometimes
the question,
brilliance works in mysterious ways.
When you framed the question, I was thinking all X's and O's and schematics and things of that nature. That is their best trait. For say what you want about it, and you know what this all goes back to. That's me patting myself on the back.
Barry Horowitz style.
Who was the guy that came in here and told you the mix of people that they have in that building was going to pay off?
And you, who is the guy that told you that they were going to win 16 games?
They're wearing jersey and shorts. What do you mean? The players, the people. I also put a fork in them after they lost.
Exactly.
Out, both of which can be true.
As always, you're on that perennial life seesaw. 301-230-0980. We got to take a timeout. We'll get to your calls, I promise. And then we'll get to our biggest reasons for concern, probably after 2 o'clock. We'll just kind of stretch it out here a little bit. We got a bunch of guys lined up. We'll get to you starting next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, let's do this. Let's get a call or two in here before the top of the hour, and then we'll give you our biggest reasons for concern. I think you know where Linnell's biggest reason for concern is. You don't know where mine is. You don't know where mine is on the defensive side of the ball. Or could it be elsewhere? I'll just leave it like that. Coming up in just a couple of moments. But let's get out to it on the phones. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Franco in D.C. to start us in the leadoff spot. Franco!
Hey, man.
Franco!
I turned the radio, man. I thought this was Sports Talk Tampa Bay. Cut that out, man. This is Washington, D.C., man. Look, man, we 17 games later. We're 12-5. That's why I believe we're going to win. All the analytics stuff is out the window. When it comes to the playoffs, we turn it up. Everybody turn it up. You got to want it. I don't think Todd Bowles sitting in Tampa Bay thinking we sitting here in a tub reaching for an electrical cord. I don't think he thinks that. He know we get prepared, brother. He know we ain't playing Baltimore. We ain't playing the Lions. We ain't playing Detroit. We playing Tampa Bay. Somebody we played before. We know a little bit of something about them. But guess what? It's going to come down. Who won? It. Who really wants it? Just to pay off everything. To analyze all that old paperwork and throw it out the door. It's got to go out there and get it.
He said the analytics paperwork.
Yeah, all of that. Put it all together. You know, sum it up however you feel, baby. But guess what? It's all out the window. Throw it in the trash, dog. Grind it up. Put it in the paper grinder. Do something.
I hope you're recycling the analytics paper.
Yeah. Well, hey, check this out, though. Look, man, we're not playing Baltimore or the Lions or Detroit. Even if we were playing them, man, we still would have a chance. This 17 games later, we are 12-5. That's the reason why I'm optimistic about we're going to win, because we got the determination. I know Tampa Bay does too, but I think we want a little more. This is the nation's capital. We were the Redskins, but we've been commanded to be the Commanders. So with that, I'm out. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Franco.
Was that scripted?
Here's the deal. Just because we don't talk like two fanboys does not mean this is Tampa Bay Sports Radio.
This is where I got to coach you. I mean, you just wasted 30 seconds, 10 to 50, respond, next call. I mean, that was ridiculous.
I'm allowed to make a qualifying comment on a ridiculous assertion. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Alex in Alexandria. Alex?
Hello, Alex.
What up, guys?
What up, Alex?
What's going on? You and Linnell, man, the youngest in charge, are wishy-washy, man.
Wishy-washy?
Yeah, wishy-washy, because Linnell, a few weeks ago, he was saying, let's put a fork on the skin.
And then they went on and won 5 straight games. What do you want me to do, continue to act like they suck?
So what you're saying is all because of your little speech that you had at the radio, that they turned their season around.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
And that's not accurate. But anyway.
Oh, is that his Chris Russell impersonation?
Now the rooster is coming and saying, oh,
he's going to get the rooster.
The rooster.
The rooster coming and saying that, hey, you know, they're talking about the game. Come on, man. You know the best.
Oh, who is that in the background? Goes, come on, man!
Wow,
this is all over the place.
Man, you guys.
All right, quickly wrap this up, Alex.
I'm excited about the game, man. I mean, I'm not too worried about Tampa. Okay. I mean, we should have taken first on the first game.
Right.
But if you go back, Tampa has had our number ever since the Skins have made the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, none of that matters. They were winning 37-13 with 2.5 minutes left to go on in week one. So I don't know if we can appreciate you, Alex, as always. I don't know if anybody can say they should have won that game.
Well, if they don't, who was our kicker at that time?
Well, it was
Cade York.
Cade York, yeah.
If he doesn't miss that field goal, the game is completely different.
Sure, but I mean, ultimately, it's not like we're talking about a 3-point game here or a 6-point game or anything like
that. That was their worst loss of the season.
Yeah, probably. Let's quickly go and squeeze in Jonesy before the top of the hour. Jonesy?
You going to tell him happy birthday since you swore it was his birthday yesterday?
Hey,
sorry, Jonesy.
Like my birthday,
a preemptive.
My birthday is August 2nd,
yes.
Not whatever yesterday was.
My fault. I've got a lot to remember, okay? I got you and Bones confused.
Hey, look, you had to pretty much deal with management around there yesterday, air management, and I get it. But I like what Nell's saying. I mean, the thing is, as always, you're on point, you stir the pot up, but you're always on point, and that's the reason why I don't let you have it. But the defense is where I'm headed.
Is your concern?
I think we're going to step up.
That's your confidence.
That's my concern. Yeah, that's my confidence. That is my confidence.
You be losing me, man. You're confident because of the defense.
Hey, he said he's going to that later. as far as the concern part. But he mentioned, so, hey, stay with us, Nail. I think you're getting lost in yourself.
He's too busy trying to make himself look handsome.
Hey, that's what you get for being the youngest in charge.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, my thing is this.
All right, but let me jump in here because we're all over the place here. I appreciate you as always. I gotta go quicker on the phones. Here's the deal: if the defense is your number one reason for confidence,
then you're
you know, I'm not sure where anybody would be getting that. Again, the only chance I believe, well, the two only chances that they have, I truly and genuinely believe this, is if Marshon Lattimore puts on his Superman cape and completely takes away Mike Evans. Completely. Not A.J. Brown, Philadelphia, a couple of weeks ago style. No. Completely takes him away. Or if they create four turnovers and takeaways. 301-230-0980-158 on the Team 980 and on the Odyssey app.